Old City Heritage, Hyderabad, India. When life puts rocks in your way, build something nice with them. German folk wisdom. The resurrection of the Chaumahala Palace created a royal route of sorts into the old city. Visitors would enter through the Afzal Gate, connecting the Afzal Gunj Market, across the Musi with Chhata Bazaar Market with a roof, within the old city, pass through Devandevati, Prime Minister's Mansion, walk along Patargadi, Stone Road, cross the Gulzar House Fountain, and the Matchley Common, gateway shaped like fish, to reach Kerminor. Pass the Mecca Masjid, Mecca Mosque, the visitor would enter the gates of the Chaumahalat. The Royal Route Apart, the oldest mansions of royalty and other landmark civic buildings smattered the old city. This episode is all about these precious specks of heritage, still alive but fighting for existence. Government City College. Between 1915-20, Nizam Osman Ali Khan, Asaf Jah VII commissioned Vincent Esch, a prominent architect of the period, to design a building to house the burgeoning city high school. The 16-acre complex stands on the banks of the Musi, between the Puranapool, Old Bridge, and Nayapool, New Bridge. There is a distinct secular palette to the entire edifice, drawing from both Hindu and Islamic architecture. The Indo-Saracenic style structure has four arched entrances around six courts. These small courtyards are an excellent source of ventilation and light to the classrooms. Three stories with a central archway and parapets with many onion domes supported by decorative brackets. Mehboob Chowk Clock Tower. At the end of the Lad Bazaar on the west in Misri Gunj, Sweet Market, is a five-story clock tower in the Indo-Saracenic style, from 1892 AD. Osman Jah, the Prime Minister of Nizam Mehboob Ali Khan, commissioned its construction. Each story of the tower has a distinct design. The top story holds an octagonal cupola in the Hindu architectural style. The next level with a clock and an access door doesn't have any embellishments, except detached Corinthian columns, to facilitate unhindered view. Below the clock, the two levels have plaster and stucco work around the windows, while the lowest is of granite and has stylized wrought metal railings and Qutbshahi brackets. Windows reach up to the roof from above the door with three foiled cusped arches. A mosque on the west corner and surrounding garden completes the complex. The surrounding cacophony of a meat market and metalware market doesn't take away the tranquility of the dainty centerpiece, though. Debitus of the Pagan. The Pagan or Hyderabad nobility. The literal meaning of the word is pomp and rank in Persian. Appreciating his services, the second Nizam conferred the title of Shamsul Umra on Nawab Abul Fatah Tagh Jang Bahadur. Thereon, the Pagan family came into existence. Their lavish palaces made Pagan famous, as their status was second only to the Nizam. They gave the most beautiful Filik Numa Palace to the Nizam as Nazr gift. Their own the oldest mansions showcased exemplary art and architecture. Parallel to the Moti Gully, Pearl Lane, where Chaumahalat is, a lane leading from the Mehboob Chowk Clock Tower brings us to Amiri Kaba Street in Shegunj, where the Pagan Devtas are. The first one on the street is Mirza Hamid Khan Devotee, a mansion immortalized by its teenage princess and her romance with the British resident in the 1790s. Typical of the times, the entrance has a small window adjoining the door. Intricate woodwork on the facade is still intact, and one can also see a small veranda on the window used for climbing over elephants. Osman Jah Bahadur Devotee, a 19th century construct, served as the High Court of Hyderabad during his tenure as law minister. Marked with the emblem of sun, it features Corinthian pillars on its entrance. Only the facade exists, and the rest of the structure is in ruins. The magnificent edifice of Bahadur Nawab Khurshid Jah Bahadur is the last one on the street. constructed in 1880 to 1890 AD, the 8 larger-than-life columns of the edifice stand out. Broken but intricate detailing on the top of columns is beautiful. The interiors show signs of once glorious days. The pagan heritage needs to be cared for and restored, lest we lose all to human apathy. Another stunning pagan landmark, next week on ImageWriter.